From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. A vote to reauthorize parts of the Patriot Act split Utah's congressional delegation this week. Representative Rob Bishop voted no, while both Congressman Jim Matheson and Jason Chaffetz said yes. Since then, Chaffetz, who has previously fought against excessive domestic surveillance, has caught flack from his supporters. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. I asked him what Chaffetz and his constituents are saying about his Patriot Act vote.
Well, there was a lot of talk on Facebook this week. It's kind of the first time I've really seen this happen, where a congressman makes a vote and then immediately goes to Facebook to explain it to his supporters out there, which started this really huge, long chain of people happy with him and people mad at him. Just to be clear, it's actually only three provisions of the Patriot Act that Chaffetz supported. One was access to business records. Another one was roving wiretaps. Mm-hmm. And there was another provision that's a little more complicated. But Chaffetz is saying, hey, look, this isn't, you know, the Patriot Act of 10 years ago. Things have changed. He's more confident with it. But there were a lot of supporters out there who said, wait a second, you voted against the same thing last year. So we'll see if he's able to turn them back around. I don't know.
And aren't they going to vote again next week since it failed?
Yeah, exactly. They failed to get the 2/3 they needed to suspend the rules. They're going to try again. So I suspect he'll stick with his same vote, but I'm going to keep tabs on Facebook, too.
We'll see. So Utah Senator Orrin Hatch took part in a televised Tea Party town hall. Try saying that three times fast earlier this week. First of all, do we know whether he was invited or did he crash the party?
Well, it depends on who you ask, I guess. Senator Hatch was not in the official announcement about it, but the Tea Party Express, which sponsored it, has a chief strategist who, by the way, used to work for Senator Hatch when he ran for president in 1999. He invited Hatch. Who knows who made the first phone call there, but needless to say, Hatch really stole the show. I mean, if you look at all the headlines the next day, they were all about Hatch. They weren't about Michelle Bachmann or Rand Paul or Mike Lee. So I guess maybe this is the beginning of the Orrin Hatch Tea Party show, you know, coming to a neighborhood near you.
And didn't he also grab a 100% rating from the American Conservatives Union?
It was like lightning fast how quickly his office sent that around. It's something he's going to be pointing to quite often, I believe, in the next year or so. So, if you don't have a copy yet, I think he's mailing one to every single Utah voter.
And on that note, the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, is taking place in Washington now through Saturday. Any Utah figures expected to put in an appearance there?
A few, actually. Senator Lee and Senator Hatch are both scheduled to speak tomorrow afternoon. They follow, not in Utah, but Mitt Romney will be there as well. And from my understanding, Senator Hatch may actually, you know, spend some good quality time there. Maybe you go to Radio Row and pop on a few programs. Again, it's part of that Tea Party tour.
Thomas, it's been interesting to observe what different members of Utah's delegation are saying about immigration now. Both Rob Bishop and Orrin Hatch say we need to take care of border security first, while Jason Chaffetz, when he talked to the legislature earlier this week, he says that's a misguided approach. We need to reform immigration as well. Is the House GOP expected to actually try to do anything on immigration with states like Utah demanding that they do something?
Try and succeed are two different things.
Of course.
Put it that way. I think there's going to be, you know, there'll be votes. They're going to bring up some issue. I'm sure border security is going to be one of the top ones. But I don't think that we're probably going to see any meaningful reform with a divided Congress and a lot of message bills being tossed around there. But boy, haven't we come a long way since Orrin Hatch sponsored the DREAM Act, and now we're coming back to him telling the legislature that, you know, they need to do something to help with immigration. It's quite a fascinating change.
Maybe every year we'll just say after the next presidential election.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just kick it down the road a few more times.
And finally, Thomas, I understand President Obama will release his budget proposal on Valentine's Day. Do you think Utah's congressional delegation will consider this to be just as good as a box of chocolates?
You know, I think it's one of those, he's going to send this little note up the hill with all his budget included and says, will you be my Valentine? And, you know, Senate Democrats will probably, you know, say yes. And Utah's Republican members will probably find that round file cabinet and immediately store it there. I don't imagine that they're going to be going out for to dinner that night.
Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. Good to talk to you, Tommy.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.